Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series sa The Gospel According to Mark. Throughout this study, madalas po nating mapapansin na si Jesus ay napapaligiran ng maraming tao. Lahat ay gusto siya masulyapan, lahat gusto siya mahawakan, lahat gusto siya marinig, makausap, mapakinggan. Lahat ay gustong masaksihan at maranasan ang mga milagro na kanyang pinapamalas. Kaya ganoon na lang ang pagsunod at pagdumog ng mga tao sa kanya. Lahat ng kanyang mga teachings and miraculous signs kasama in Transfiguration last week na inaral natin, point that Jesus is the Messiah, point that Jesus is the King, the Christ. Peter confessed it, the disciples believed it, ngunit ang inaasahan nilang Jewish Messiah ay isang, yung tinihinahanap nila yung conquering Messiah kagad, but not a suffering Messiah. So malinaw po dito sa ating inaaral na hindi pa din nila maunawaan kung sino si Jesus. Si Jesus na papuntang Jerusalem sa time na ito, sa ating passage, dahil ito na ang nalalabing araw niya na bago siya magdusa at mapako sa krus. Malapit na niyang ipasa itong leadership role na to sa mga mamang ito. As followers of Christ, it is crucial and important na mapakinggan nila ang mga lessons na ito. And brothers and sisters in Christ, it is also equally important na mapakinggan ng mga followers ni Jesus Christ katulad natin ito ngayon. The road to true greatness is to give yourself in service to others for the glory of Christ. The road to true greatness is to give yourself in service to others for the glory of Christ. We have divided the passage into three headings. Number one, a lesson in humility, verses 30 to 37 of chapter 9. Number two, a lesson on ministry, verses 38 to 41. And number three and last, a lesson on the seriousness of sin and hell's reality, verses 42 to 50. Number one, a lesson in humility. Turn your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 9, verses 30 to 37. Babasahin po natin. They went on from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise." But they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and a servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." Actually, kung babasahin mo natin ang mabagal, kagulat-gulat yung sinabi ni Jesus po dito. He literally said, "Tatraidorin ako at papatayin ako." Yun ang sinabi niya rito eh. Hindi nila kasi makuha eh. Nakailang chapter na tayo paulit-ulit, hindi pa rin nila makuha. So, dinerecho niya, "Papatayin ako, tatraidorin ako, ire-reject ako eh, papatayin ako. Pero sa ikatlong araw, muli ako mabubuhay." Yun ang discussion. Yun ang gusto niyang reiterate sa mga disciples niya. Sinabi niya po ito kung ano mangyayari sa kanya. Pero imbis na maunawa ng mga disciples, imbis na magkaroon sila ng aha moment, hindi po nangyari yon. They were arguing who is the greatest among them sa kaharian ng Diyos. Di ba nakakamangha ito? They were ranking themselves. Now, sa panahon ni Jesus, uso ang ganitong klaseng ranking. You are ranked great kung marami kang nalalaman patungkol sa Torah. You are ranked great kung ikaw ay maraming nasa ulo or kayang i-memorize at i-recite na nakasulat sa law o mga nasunod. Or mataas ang katungkulan mo sa religious sect. You are considered as great. So they rank you according to what you know, what you do, and your position. The disciples brought that same attitude as they taught about the kingdom of God. Maaring may kinalaman ito sa mga na-experience ni Peter, ni James, ni John nung nangyari sa Transfiguration. Maaring siguro sinasabi nila, habang naglalakad sila kasama yung mga 12, maaring sinasabi ng tatlo, "Well, siguro may dahilan kung bakit kaming tatlo lang ang pinili at hindi kayo." Siguro kami yung talagang inaay na ni Jesus na maging, you know, top dog ng pagdating sa sa kanya, kaharian niya. O baka naman sinasabi ni James at saka ni John, well, siguro naman, Peter, no, teka lang, maistorbo kita. Hindi naman kami siguro tinawag magkapatid na the sons of thunder for nothing. Baka kako, inaay kami ni Jesus. O baka siguro humirit din si Peter. Well, sino ba nakasagot mga nakarana araw na kung ano yung sino, di ba ako? Sino sa inyo nakapaglakad sa tubig? Wala. Pero lumubog ka rin naman so wala yon. So that's not count. So, but anyway, nagkakaroon ng yabangan. Parang kumbaga sa mga Pilipino, kung nanonood kayo ng 8-ball ka, wala kayo sa lolo ko. Parang ganun yung dating . Pero this time, medyo mas maangas natin. Wala kayo sa akin. O, nagawa mo ba yan? Nasabi mo yan? Ano pag-aralan mo? So ganun yung nangyayari sa conversation dito. Tapos sa kalagitnaan ng ganung klaseng argument, biglang natahimik itong mga mamang ito nung tinanong sila ni Jesus. Ano ba pinag-usapan niyo? Ano ba pinagtatalunan ninyo? Natahimik sila sa takot o siguro natahimik sila sa hiya? Na baka nalaman ni Jesus kung ano talaga yung kanilang pinag-uusapan. And the truth is, He knows kung ano ang kanilang pinag-uusapan. Kaya sabi ni Jesus, if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, then you should be a servant of all. Now, this sounds contradicting, hindi po ba? Those who are great are those who have servants serving them. But Jesus is saying, you are great if you become a servant. So, question, paano? Paano po ito? Well, he illustrates. Tingnan niyo yung verse 37. He carries a child, placed him on his arms, and used him as a picture parable para ipaliwanag ang gusto niyang itawid. Now, hindi sinasabi ni Jesus na, okay, children are model of humility. Kung ikaw ay magulang dito, alam mong hindi totoo yun. But you model humility when you serve children well. Yun yung point na sinasabi niya. You model humility when you serve children. Now, why is this huge? It's huge sa kultura nila. Sa Jewish at Greco-Roman world, ang mga bata ay considered mababa sa society. Insignificant o isang liability kasi maya sila kailangan disiplinahin, turuan, tulungan, pakainin. They are helpless. They drain the family's resources until one day na sila po ay kaya nang mag-contribute. So clearly, hindi sinasabi ni Jesus, serve children well because they are able to help you back. Hindi po yun ang lesson. Ang point ni Jesus is to love and serve those who are like children. Or those who are helpless. People you have nothing to gain from. Helping people that you have nothing to gain from. This requires love, sacrifice, and selfless service. Friends, could it be that Jesus knows our sinful tendency to enter to relationships for selfish gain? Serving and loving people who are weaker and poorer and lower than us adorns the gospel of Jesus Christ. It makes Christ look beautiful. Hindi po ba ito ang ginagawa ni Jesus? Jesus, the glory of heaven, came down and humbled himself, took the form of a slave and served helpless sinners like you and me who are unable to save ourselves from God's judgment. Jesus is the model of humility and service and He served us well when He died on that cross. Sabi nga sa Romans 5:8, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Well, brothers and sisters, friends, I urge you, if you do not have that relationship with Jesus, repent from your sins and trust Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross. Put your faith there. Ilagay mo ang pananampalataya mo kay Kristo at paniwala mo yung ginawa niya sa krus for salvation, for forgiveness. Jesus served us even though He has nothing to gain from us. Pero may tendency po tayo to do the opposite, hindi po ba? Pansin niyo ba na sa atin na we often want to meet, talk, or be associated with people na kunsan famous, na kunsan importante, people gaya ng boss mo sa work, or the leader ng inyong organization or church, or the cool kid in campus. We want to be connecting with them. We try to be people who could help us. We try to be with people who we would gain something from, who can help us make look good, people we can benefit from, people who we can gain something from. Crossroads, I urge you to be the person who will be friends with anyone. Reach out to people at work who are least noticed. Reach out to them. Or yung madalas magkamali at mapagkatuwaan, mapagtawanan sa trabaho. Reach out to them. Or reach out to people dito sa Crossroads that are new. They're new, they're just attending, they're new members, they're trying to fit in, they have no friends. Engage. Try to get to know them. Invite them some all. Get the directory going. Hanapin niyo sila. Young people, why not reach out to the unpopular kids sa school ninyo? Or the least noticed young person sa youth group? Humble yourself before the Lord. Humble yourself before them. Those who are serving sa Crossroads Kids Online, let me talk to you. Mga manggagawa na kung saan maaga gumising, maaga ang preparasyon kaya para paglingkuran yung mga bata online kahit alam natin na puyat sila kagabi galing sa service at fellowship. Thank you. Maraming salamat for serving. Maraming salamat for exemplifying sacrificial service to those who are younger, weaker, and even unable to understand your sacrificial efforts. Even they don't say thank you. Thank you. True greatness, the kingdom of Jesus, is when you humbly serve the helpless who we cannot gain something from. Lesson on humility. Number two, lesson on ministry. Let's read verses 38 to 41. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward." After ni Jesus magbigay ng kanyang lesson, ng humility, si John na parang walang narinig, biglang sumingit at sinabing, "Jesus!" He raised a complaint. Jesus, may mama na dyan na nagpapalayas ng Diablo. Nagpapalayas ng Diablo sa pangalan mo. Dahil hindi siya part sa ating team, eh pinigilan namin siya. Teka muna. May nakapagpalayas ng demonyo sa isang napoposes na mama sa pangalan ng Panginoon dahil lang hindi siya part ng kanilang team ay nirebuke nila? Bakit? There's something wrong with this. Kung naalala ninyo, from the past week, inaral po natin yung passage na yon. These are the very same disciples who could not cast out demons from a boy. Samantalang itong unnamed servant of Jesus was used mightily by God na nakapagpalayas ng Diablo sa mama, anong ginawa nila? Pinigilan nila, kung gagawin niya, hindi ka part sa amin, hindi mo kami kasama, so hindi ka part ng team namin. So stop doing that. Ano nangyari rito? Nirebuke nila. This is ridiculous. This is actually maddening. Imbis ang mga demonyo ang nirebuke nila ay mga nakapag-rebuke ng mga demonyo. Now, bakit nila John ginawa ito? Well, the answer there is the key answer there is in verse 38. Because he was not following us. Yan dahilan. Ang paggamit na ni John ng personal pronoun na us does not mean us and Jesus, it means us the disciples. Well, it's because they're not following the disciples. Abay, tama lang. Kung sila susundin, tas ganyan ugari, wag na. Tama yung ginawa niya. He followed Jesus. And what irritated them the most is that he was successful. Yung mga unnamed servant na ito, samantalang yung mga disciples, hindi nila kayang palayas. Ito, hindi part ng discipleship team nila. na palayas yung demonyo? Ginawa nila ito dahil sa paniwalang-paniwala sila na sila lang ang may kayang makagawa nito. Na sila lang ang ginagamit ng Diyos sa gawain na ito dahil sila lang ang authorized ni Jesus. Ngunit ginulat sila ng Panginoon sa kanyang sagot. Tingnan niyo yung verse 39. Jesus is saying, John, meron kang isang bagay na hindi nauunawaan dito. Nagpapalayas siya ng demonyo in my name. For my cost. Ministry is happening in my name. So John, rejoice. That's huge. Here's a guy who is doing well in the ministry in the name of Jesus. Instead of rejoicing and praising God for His amazing grace, inawat ng mga insecure na disciples itong mamang ito. Dahil lamang na hindi siya part ng 12 disciples. Crossroads. And listen to this. No one has exclusive rights to Jesus' ministry. No one has exclusive rights to Jesus' ministry. Successful gospel ministry can happen in our city kahit hindi involved ang Crossroads. Hindi lang tayo ang iglesia dito. There are many good churches here in Dubai and in the UAE that preaches the gospel that God blesses, and we should rejoice. Because they are also part of the body of Christ, na kung saan si Jesus ang head. Friends, have we become too territorial when other churches or ministries seem to be doing well? Have we become too boastful about ministry successes that we think na tayo lang ang pwedeng gamitin ng Panginoon mag-abot ng kaluluwa para sa Kanya? Have you viewed other churches as competitors instead of co-laborers? Oh, Crossroads, my prayer as your pastor is that we would not fall into this temptation. May we not think, talk, or even act this way. Remember, the church was purchased by the spilled blood of Jesus, not the ministry, by the pastor's blood, not by the deacon's blood, not by the ministry and Bible study leader's blood. No, we did not purchase the bride of Christ by our blood. That's Jesus. And Jesus should receive the honor and glory for all gospel ministry successes, regardless sa anong local church ito. Dapat dalasan natin ang pasasalamat at papuri sa Diyos on the mighty work in our church and in other churches dito sa Emirates that have Jesus as their head. This is our desire. This is our prayer that more gospel preaching churches would start dito sa Dubai, the UAE, the Middle East, and beyond. Kesa tayo ang nag-church plant neto o hindi. Kesa like-minded itong church na to sa atin o hindi. Kesa reform itong church na to o hindi. As long as they are preaching the right gospel, living their lives in light of the gospel, we are not in competition with them. We are here to cheer for them. We are their cheerleaders. Hindi sila kaaway kung hindi kaagapay. Kaya sa ating pastoral prayer, we pray every week for different churches in the land. We pray for Redeemer Church of Dubai. We pray for Covenant Hope. We pray for Fellowship Church. We pray for Grace Church. We pray for City Hill and many other churches, like-minded o hindi, who preaches the gospel dito sa ating land. Hindi sila kaaway, mga kapatid. We pray for them and we celebrate when the gospel is reverberated out from them. Now, maraming hindi tayo, here's the truth, maraming siguro may mga bagay na hindi tayo nag-a-agree sa lahat ng mga bagay in regards sa ministry philosophy or even secondary or tertiary area of theology, pero kung sila ay tapat sa mag-preach sa salita ng Diyos at mag-preach ng one true gospel, Christ's cross and empty tomb, then we rejoice and praise God for the work in this land. Sabayan ninyo ako ipanalangin that revival would start in this land, mga kapatid. Pray that, and here's the prayer. Pray that the revival would start in the Great Commission Global Ministry Dubai, Pastor Aaron Villafuerte. Pray that that revival would start through the Filipino Christian Church of Dubai, Pastor Abram. Pray that revival would start to Grace Reformed Baptist Church, Pastor Ray. And start praying how we can help and guide and be a backdrop. Idalangin natin na magkaroon tayo ng maliit na bahagi sa revival na gagawin dito sa bansa, and praise Jesus. And if we are envious and are gossiping and slandering other churches, we must repent. Kasi these churches were purchased by the same blood of Jesus Christ na kung sana nagligtas din sa inyo. Lesson on humility, lesson on ministry, number three and last, a lesson on the seriousness of sin and hell's reality. 42 to 50. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and were thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter eternal life crippled than two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than 2 feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eyes causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched, for everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Alam ko sa panahon natin ngayon, the word hell is used loosely or even used into something that is positive that people want to go to, or something na kung saan they use as a curse word. Hell, friends, is a terrifying and sombering reality. Mahalaga na mapag-usapan ito dahil nakataya ang eternity natin dito. We should talk about God's perfect justice, yes, but talk about it in love and with deep concern. We should talk about it because Jesus talks a lot about it. Because it is the fate that awaits all people apart from Him. A few things about the reality of hell, tapos I'll move into the seriousness of sin. Let's talk about the reality of hell. Hell is real. Totoo po ang impyerno. May mga katuruan po na lumalabas na kung saan sinasabi na hindi raw literal na may impyerno, kundi metaphorical. In short, isa lang itong isang talinghaga. Jesus talks about hell more than anything else in the Bible. So this should concern us. This should warn us. This should frighten us. This also should compel us to reach more for Jesus. Hell is real. Hell is also dreadful. It is a terrible place. Nung ako'y a college student, nakatambay po ako sa mall. And, well, college, nakatambay sa mall, halatang walang magawa, no? So nandun ako, and then may lumapit sa akin, a very old lady, and she's really sweet and kind. Iho, so, ano ba yung binabasa mo? Tapos pinakita, ay, ito physics, ho, in sa school. Ah, okay. Ganda yan. Pero para sa'yo, anong pinakamahalaga sa buhay? So I know, immediately, galing lang ako ng Bible study na, siguro, mag-Christian ito, sasyaran ako. And I talk about eternal condition ng tao, about heaven and hell, and if we don't have Jesus, then we go to hell. I think, no, gumana siya. Hindi, mali. Ang tao, kapag walang sapat na kaalaman sa Biblia, ay matutulog lamang pag namatay. At kapag bumalik ang Panginoon Jesucristo, mawawala lang siya na parang bula. Bakit ang isang mabuting Diyos pahihirapan ang isang rebelde? Ang tawag po dyan ay annihilationism. na kung saan kapag ikaw ay namatay, bigla ka nalang mawawala na parang bula. Ganda sana kung ganun eh, pero hindi po yun eh. Hindi ho totoo eh. Ang impyerno ay isang lugar ng kaparusahan ay walang wakas. Verse 43, it's an unquenchable fire. Verse 45, it is eternal. Verse 48, worms does not die. Worm does not die. In other places of the Bible, it is described as darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is a real terrifying place. Hell is not Satan's kingdom where he reigns as king. Hindi po. It is his eternal torture chamber. Kasama ang kanyang mga anghel, kasama lahat ng mga rebelde, kasama lahat ng kanyang mga kaaway, kasama lahat na nag-reject kay Jesus as Savior and Lord. Walang nagpa-party sa hell. Just to make that clear. It is a place where the presence of God's holy wrath is poured on all His enemies. Where all in hell, in where all senses are active. Mararamdaman natin. It is a scary place. Pero maganda dyan, there's hope. And I'll give you the hope mamaya. But let's talk about sin. Sin is also serious. In view of eternal torment and heaven, dapat tayo mag-ingat kung papaano tayo mamuhay sa panahon natin ngayon. Huwag ilagay ang ating sarili sa mga sitwasyon na kung saan makuhulog tayo sa kasalanan. Verses 43 hanggang 47 are imageries of amputation, yung pagputol ng mga bahagi ng katawan. The cutting of hands, feet, and plucking of eyes are common punishments ng panahon ni Jesus. So that really made sense sa kanila. Pero ang punto na sinasabi ni Jesus ay itong mga kaparusahang ito ay mas mainam na namangyari sa inyo o sa akin compared to spend an eternity in hell. Ganyan ho kaseryoso ang kasalanan. God needs to punish sin. If not, God is the cosmic consentidor kung hindi niya gagawin. He is holy. And His righteousness demands justice. Ang problema sa atin, nagiging komportable tayo sa ating kasalanan. We get used to it to the point na hindi na natin napapansin. And if I may plug this in, that's the importance of being a church, being part of a church. Being part of a church is people who love Jesus and love one another, who will speak truth to one another, kahit ito'y masakit. Kasi there and then, and only in relationships, we would know na meron pala tayong mga kasalanan na inaalagaan. It is through the context of relationships, especially in the local church. Okay? Watch out, your sin is serious. My sin is serious. And it is destructive. Jesus used drastic imageries of amputation, kagaya ng binanggit ko kanina. This language is hyperbole. Ibig sabihin, it's poetic. Hindi siya literal na kailangan mo magputol ng kamay. Ah, ganun ba? Naku, nagsinungaling ako. Ito na, Lord! Bah! Ayan. Naku, mali na naman yan. Ayoko na to, Lord! Ayan, heaven na ba? Hindi. Because cutting different parts of the body will not cleanse us from our sins. So don't take this literally. Okay, hindi po. Ang problema natin ay ang ating puso. Dahil sa ating fallenness, hindi na natin napapansin na nagkakasala na pala tayo or even deny na tayo ay nagkakasala. Nung ginamit ni Jesus ang imageries of amputation, He is saying, we need to cut off. We need to cut off any sin that we may have that entangles us. Mga kaibigan, may inaalagaan ka bang kasalanan? Kasalanan na marahil ikaw lang nakakaalam, you think. Kasalanan, kaya mo hindi binubunyag o kinoconfess, it's because nai-enjoy mo. Kapatid, a sin is like a chocolate candy. You enjoy it, nalalasaan mo, when it comes to the core lason na nakakapatay. Hmm. The Bible tells us to kill sin. Don't keep sin in the darkness. Mortify it, in yung old term, which means to kill it. Kill it. Confess it. Bring it to the Lord. Bring it to brothers and sisters. Ask people who will help you. The Christian life has never been Lone Ranger. We're built for community. Unforgiving sin is horrifying. Unforgiven sin is horrifying kasi if not forgiven, we will face God's eternal judgment. There is something more fearful than death, physical death. It's life after death. In spite of the bad news, there is hope. There is good news. The hope is that Jesus on the cross has received the full judgment of God in our place. Jesus, the Son of Man, the Son of God, took the form of a man, lived the perfect life that none of us could, and died on that cross that we deserve. And on that cross, he's saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? He was forsaken so that we might be forgiven. Died on that cross, was buried. The proof of death is burial. But on the third day, here's where hope comes in. Jesus has risen from the grave. Ascended into heaven, sit at the right hand of the Father. And one day He will come back to make things right. Friends, this is the hope of all Christians. This is the hope of the gospel na kung saan maraming tao ang hindi pa nakakaalam. Hanggang kailan mo iiwasan yung katabi mo sa opisina sa desk mo? Hanggang kailan mo iiwasan yung nagkakarlip sa'yo na ang dami nyo na napagkwentuhan, hindi nyo pa nasasyaran? Pray for boldness. You're praying that these people might get saved. What if you're the answer to that prayer? As followers of Jesus Christ, we must be reminded that the reason why we have a conquering king, because this king became a suffering servant. Followers of Jesus Christ are commanded to remember this. Remember this. The gospel is not just for non-Christians. The gospel is for Christians, to remind them of the hope that they have in Christ. Remember, remember, remember. And tonight we will remember corporately as we go through yung ating communion ngayong oras na ito. Sa communion, ang tinapay ay larawan ng katawan ni Jesus that was laid down as a sacrifice. At ang kopa naman, o yung saro, symbolizes His blood that was shed for us for our salvation. The Bible gives us instructions and a warning as to who should take part ng ordinance na ito. Sabi sa 1 Korinto 11:27-29, kaya ang sino mang kumakain ng tinapay at umiinom sa kopa ng Panginoon sa parang hindi nararapat ay nagkakasala sa katawan at dugo ng Panginoon. Kaya dapat siya sa atin ng tao ang kanyang sarili bago siya kumain ng tinapay at uminom sa kopa. Sapagkat ang sino mang kumakain at umiinom ng hindi kinikilala ang kahalagahan ng katawan ng Panginoon ay kumakain at umiinom ng kahatulan laban sa kanyang sarili. Mga kaibigan, if you have repented from your sin and you trusted Christ's finished work on the cross for salvation, kagaya ng pinrich kanina, we invite you to participate sa communion or meal na ito. If not, we encourage you to let the bread and cup pass. If you do profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and are joined to His church, but are engaging in an unrepentant sin, we also encourage you to let the bread and cup pass you. Scripture warns us that there are severe consequences for those who take this meal, which symbolizes our unity in Christ while at the same time holding on to sin that divides you from the body of Christ. Use itong time po na ito instead na pagbulay-bulayan natin ang ating mga buhay and repent of any sin that we, the Lord, has revealed, and seek the unity that comes through Christ's forgiveness and grace. Now, before we take part ng ating communion ngayong gabing ito, let us now take a moment in silence to remember what Jesus has done for us and to pray and reflect on our own lives to see if we might take part in the Lord's Supper in a way that is dishonoring to Him. The bread and the cup be nourishing to our souls. Would the cross of Christ be to us the wisdom of God and the power of our Almighty Savior as we meditate of the promise of eternal life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.